Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Joined right now by Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister. And I was not aware of this. Florida ranks third in the country for the most deadly railway incidents. And what's the deal on that?
I know. You know, hey, in Florida, we love our rankings. This is one that we don't like. Figure 293 people across the country had their car struck because they were in the way of a moving train. Out of the 293, 135 of them happened in Florida.
Yeah, and this is something that I don't think a lot of people are aware of. What's something to do to when you're bringing awareness to this to try to you know, drive the awareness and make sure it doesn't happen?
And I appreciate that's exactly what we're doing with Operation Clear Track, is remind people, never walk on the railroad tracks. You know, only cross the designated railroad, pedestrian, and traffic crossings, and never stop on the tracks. And something I found interesting when I was educating myself is that a freight train normally travels at 55 miles an hour. If they had to say, hey, we have to stop, it would take a mile for them to stop. Think about that. That's 18 football fields.
Oh, yeah. And interestingly, when you hear them coming, it's two longs, a short, and a long. I think that's the way they blow the whistles when they're coming to crossings.
You're exactly right. And I think we have to remind people, trains always have the right of way. It's not like, hey, I think I'm in the clear here or that I'm in the right. No, a moving train always has the right of way. And that's why too many people are getting hurt. Think about it. This is simply could be easily prevented if you just follow some simple rules. Again, don't walk on the tracks. Number one, it's illegal, but don't walk on the tracks. And again, only cross when the lights are down and you're not permitted to cross. Don't try to do it. This isn't the time to take that risky behavior. You're not going to win.
I see it in downtown Tampa all the time, Sheriff. People parking or stopping at a light on the tracks, and it's something that people ignore all the time.
I know. And if you time it wrongly, what do you say? We've all seen those videos, and you're never going to win in a traffic crash against a train.
Yeah, that's for sure. But, well, hopefully with your effort and the effort of the Amtrak folks and everything, they can do something about slowing it down or the number of these people.
And I did want to bring up one more thing, Sheriff Cronister. We saw the story of somebody attempting to get out of jail at the Orient Road Jail, trying to escape by crawling through the ceiling, and an inmate helped her out. We had some questions here. First of all, what happened? And our question was, where would these inmates, if they got out, where would they go? Like, where do they think they're going?
Yeah, that's it. That's a great question. Number one, the way the jail is constructed, it goes all the way up to the top of the ceiling. So the pods might be lowered, you know, or the ceiling dropped down and has ceiling tiles. And what they did on the second floor, stood on a chair back in one of the quarters. There's a mirror that a deputy can see, but she didn't see in her check. So she came and did her 30-minute check. And before she came back around for the next 30-minute check, her two inmates had helped each other push the tile and gone up into the ceiling. But once you're up there, there's nowhere to go. You're enclosed in total steel and concrete. So I didn't know where they thought they were going to go. But obviously it didn't end well. She fell down and ended up breaking her tailbone. We had to take her to the hospital. So nothing good came out of it. She fell through as you would imagine, through one of these tile ceilings. But again, I don't know what they were thinking. There's nowhere to go. Like I said, it's totally encapsulated by concrete and steel. There's nowhere to go. Each pod is enclosed. Closed. So, but I guess they gave it their best shot.
She got it. She got out. She just had to go to the hospital to get out.
Yeah,
exactly.
Not
she
a
just,
good thing.
She's just at a hospital and a broken tailbone. Everyone tells me that's pretty painful.
Yeah. Well, I've never had my tailbone broken, but I can imagine. Just out of curiosity, do you know how much longer she was in for?
I don't think it was some serious crimes. I think if I remember, it was a like two or three little insignificant crimes, and I hate to say it like that, but lower offender crimes. I don't think it was anything big. That's why I don't think she was at a point that, hey, listen, I'm in desperate mode. It's now or never. I got to get out of the jail.
Well, strange.
She gave it a try, but Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronisher, and Sheriff, keep up the good work.
Thank you, guys. Take care. Thanks for helping us get the word out on rail safety. We appreciate it. You take care. Be safe.
This is Rail Safety Week, by the way, through the 27th.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.